You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, January 21, 2026. Private Dancers, Mexico's planned gas-fired plants, LNG export capacity driving pipeline projects. Published by Housley Carr. Mexico's still rising demand for U.S. sourced natural gas, and new pipelines to deliver it, has been driven almost entirely by the build-out of new gas-fired power plants south of the border. Now, the state-owned Comisión Federal de Electricidad, or CFE, is planning another tranche of generating capacity, and private sector companies are developing LNG export capacity, spurring a new round of gas demand and pipeline needs. In today's RBN blog, we conclude our look at the non-state midstreamers that own and operate gas pipelines in Mexico and discuss the incremental gas demand that may bring them new opportunities. In Part 1, we noted that U.S. gas exports to Mexico have been rising steadily as new gas pipelines and gas-fired plants come online, and that two successive presidential administrations in Mexico have seen the value of having the private sector play a major role in pipeline development, as long as state-owned Sonagas and CFE take the lead in pipeline planning. We also started a review of the leading private sector companies involved in building new pipelines in Mexico with a look at TC Energy, which owns and operates eight large pipelines there. In Part 2, we reviewed the pipelines and projects of three other companies, Essentia Energy, Grupo Carso, and Engie SA. Today, we'll look at Sempra Infrastructure and Grupo Clisa, and also discuss the drivers of what will likely be another round of gas pipeline development in Mexico. Sempra Infrastructure develops, owns and operates natural gas pipelines, LNG export terminals, and other energy-related infrastructure in the U.S. and Mexico. Sempra Infrastructure is currently 70% owned by Sempra Energy, the California-based utility giant, with KKR owning a 20% stake and Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, or ADIA, owning the remaining 10%. In September 2025, Sempra reached an agreement to sell a 45% stake in the infrastructure company to KKR and Canada Pension Plan Investment Board, or CPP, for $10 billion in cash. That deal, which is expected to close in either Q2 or Q3 2026, will result in the KKR-CPP consortium owning 65% of Sempra Infrastructure, with Sempra holding 25% and ADIA holding 10%. Sempra Infrastructure holds full or partial ownership interests in several gas pipelines in Mexico, most of them backed by long-term capacity commitments by the CFE. Its pipeline assets include a 40% stake in Sur de Texas, a 481-mile, 2.6 BCF per day subsea pipeline that runs from the U.S.-Mexico border near Brownsville, Texas, to power plants and other customers in Altamira, in Mexico's Tamaulipas state, and Tuxpan, Veracruz state. TC Energy owns the other 60% and operates the pipe, which receives U.S.-sourced gas via the Valley Crossing pipeline and delivers it to power, industrial and other customer in eastern-southeastern Mexico. The 73-mile, 2.1 BCF per day Los Ramones I pipeline from the border near Camargo in Tamaulipas state to an interconnection with the Los Ramones II Norte pipeline at Los Ramones, a small town in Nuevo León state. Los Ramones I receives gas from the Enernet Mexico pipeline. A 50% stake in Los Ramones II North, a 281-mile, 1.4 BCF per day continuation of the Los Ramones pipeline system that runs from Los Ramones to Villa Hidalgo in San Luis Potosi state. Brookfield Infrastructure owns the other 50%. The 71-mile, 1.4 BCF per day San Fernando pipeline, which runs from the Reynosa-San Fernando area in Tamaulipas state to Mexico's state-owned Sistranga system. The 135-mile, 1.4 BCF per day Ojinaga-El Encino pipeline, which moves Permian gas through Chihuahua state from the terminus of the Trans-Pecos pipeline at Presidio, Texas, to Essentia Energy's Guadalajara system at El Encino. See Part 2 for more on Essentia and its pipes. The 14-mile, 1.1 BCF per day San Isidro-Samalayuca pipeline, which moves Permian gas from the terminus of the Comanche Trail pipeline at the border near San Elizio, Texas, to the origin of the Samalayuca-Sasabe pipeline. Again, see Part 2 for more. The 314-mile, 812 million cubic feet per day Sasabe Puerto Libertad Guaymas pipeline, which transports gas south through Sonora State from an interconnection the El Paso Natural Gas, or EPNG, system near Sasabe, Arizona, to power plants and other customers along the eastern coast of the Gulf of California. At its southern terminus at Guaymas, The pipe connects to Sempra Infrastructure's 205-mile Guaymas El Oro pipeline, which has not been operational since a locally controversial portion of it was sabotaged in 2017. Plans to reroute that part and restore service to the pipeline have failed to advance. The 135-mile, 534 million cubic feet per day Rosarito pipeline, which moves Permian and other U.S.-sourced gas from an interconnect with the North Baja pipeline near Aguadones in Baja California State to near Tijuana. Sempra Infrastructure also owns the 48-mile, 2.6 BCF per day LNG spur, which links the western end of Rosarito to the company's Energia Costa Azul LNG terminal, aka ECA, more on that in a moment, near Ensenada, and near Rosarito's eastern end, a 3-mile, 190-mile lateral to Yuma, Arizona. The 28-mile, 940 million cubic feet per day TGN pipeline, which moves Permian, other U.S.-sourced gas and LNG from the ECA LNG terminal from the pipe's interconnection with Rosarito pipeline to Rosarito in Baja California State, and to the San Diego gas and electric system at the U.S.-Mexico border just south of San Diego. Sempra Infrastructure also owns the 23-mile, 332 million cubic feet per day Samalayuca pipeline, which moves Permian gas from its interconnection with the EPNG system at the U.S.-Mexico border near Hueco, Texas, to an interconnect with the Sistranga system in Chihuahua State. The company also owns the 8-mile, 200 million cubic feet per day Gasoducto de Agua Priada, which moves Permian gas from Wilcox Lateral, a segment of EPNG system, to power facilities near Douglas in southeastern Arizona. We should note here that, in addition to its gas pipelines in or very near Mexico, Sempra Infrastructure owns the ECA LNG terminal, which is in the final stages of being converted from an import facility to an export facility. Phase 1 of the conversion, slated for completion in H1 2026, will provide 3.25 million tons per annum, 430 million cubic feet per day, of LNG export capacity. Phase 2, which would add as much as 12 million tons per annum, 1.6 BCF per day, of capacity, is in earlier stages of development. Sempra Infrastructure also holds 50% stakes in the Cameron LNG Export Terminal in Louisiana and the Port Arthur LNG Export Project in Texas. Grupo Clisa is a family-owned development company with a mix of holdings in real estate, logistics and energy. Its primary energy-related holding is a 50% stake in the 200-mile, 600 million cubic feet per day Nueva Era pipeline. Howard Energy Partners owns the other half, which moves Eagleford gas south from Webb County, Texas, to power plants and other customers in Monterey in Nuevo León State. Grupo Clisa also is developing additional projects to deliver U.S. gas to Mexico. In September 2025, it confirmed plans to build the 800 MMC/D Yuma pipeline, which would run along one of two proposed routes, 180 miles long and the other 140 miles, from an interconnection with the EPNG system west of Phoenix to the U.S.-Mexico border near San Luis, Arizona. The company plans to file for Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, approval early this year. If approved, construction of the pipeline could begin as soon as early 2028, with operation to follow in 2029. There are at least a few other private sector companies with existing and/or planned gas pipelines in Mexico, including entities like Brookfield Infrastructure, which shares ownership of the aforementioned Los Ramones 2 North with Sempra Infrastructure, and Macquarie Asset Management, which holds 50% stakes in Engie Mexico's Mayakan pipeline and under-construction Cuxtal 2 pipeline in southeastern Mexico. See Part 2. Others have struggled to gain a foothold, such as Mexico Pacific, which has faced setbacks in its efforts to advance both its proposed 3-train, 15 million tons per annum, 2 BCF per day, Saguaro Energia LNG export project, and the 497-mile, 2.8 BCF per day Sierra Madre pipeline, which would deliver Permian gas to the facility. What's next? The primary driver of natural gas demand in Mexico over the past 15 years has been the CFE's aggressive build-out of new gas-fired power plants, the vast majority of them highly efficient combined cycle units. From 2010 through 2024, the capacity of CFE's combined cycle fleet nearly doubled, from about 19,000 megawatts to 36,000 megawatts. To provide fuel for the new plants, CFE entered into long-term gas transportation contracts with private sector companies that constructed new gas pipelines on both sides of the border, like the ones we've been discussing in this blog series. Several CFE plants are nearing completion soon. Others have already been finished and are awaiting the completion of new pipelines that will supply them with gas. CFE announced in March 2025 that it plans to build 12 additional gas-fired plants with a combined capacity of more than 5,800 megawatts by 2030. It also approved plans to start work on five of those plants, whose capacity will total about 2,800 megawatts. These projects are expected to require at least some expansions to existing pipelines in Mexico, as well as, in some cases, new laterals to connect the new plants to the gas grid. Still more gas-fired plants are likely to be developed in the 2030s, but Mexico's new generation focus has been shifting towards solar, wind, and battery storage. The planned startup of Phase 1 of Sempra Infrastructure's ECA LNG export project by mid-2026 also is expected to increase gas demand in supply-challenged northwest Mexico. However, the prospects for additional LNG export projects south of the border are uncertain at best, given concerns about possible overbuilding of LNG export capacity along the U.S. Gulf Coast and the high cost of developing long-haul gas pipelines such as the Sierra Madre project for the proposed Saguaro LNG project we just mentioned. In sum, we think that selected additions to Mexico's existing pipeline infrastructure may well be needed, things like more capacity on southbound pipelines, such as Sur de Texas or Los Ramones, as new power plants and industrial projects come online in the southeastern part of the country. Also, at least a few gap-filling projects will be required, as well as last-mile pipelines to supply new gas plants. Still, it could be argued that the bulk of Mexico's pipeline build-out has already been completed, or will be soon. U.S. natural gas exports to Mexico and their role in helping to balance gas supply and demand north of the border will be among the many topics discussed at RBN's upcoming GasCon 2026. The one-day conference, to be held at Hilton Americas in Houston on Wednesday, February 25th, will bring together RBN's top analysts and leading executives from across the industry to discuss the latest developments in Gulf Coast gas markets. Early bird pricing for GasCon 2026 ends this Friday, January 23rd. Private Dancer was written by Mark Knopfler and appears as the fourth song on side two of Tina Turner's fifth studio album of the same name. Mark Knopfler originally wrote the song for Dire Straits' 1982 album, Love Over Gold, but the song didn't make the final cut for the LP. Some of the original Dire Straits tracks were used on Turner's version of the song. Released as a single in November 1984, it went to number 3 on the Billboard Hot R&B/Hip-Hop Singles Chart and number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Chart. Personnel on the record were Tina Turner, vocals, Hal Linds, guitar, John Elsley bass, Alan Clark, keyboards, Terry Williams, drums, John Diggle, Carter, percussion, Mel Collins, tenor saxophone, and Jeff Beck, guitar solo. The album, Private Dancer, was recorded in 1983-84 at the Farmyard, Mayfair, Wessex, Good Earth, Abbey Road, and CBS Studios in London. Produced by Terry Britton, Carter, Leon Chancellor, Wilton Felder, Rupert Hine, Joe Sample, Greg Walsh, and Marilyn Ware, it was released in May 1984. It went to number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 5X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. 7 singles were released from the LP. Tina Turner, Anna Mae Bullock, was an American singer, songwriter, actress, and author. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, she was a dominant figure in pop culture. Turner started her professional career in 1956, when she joined future husband Ike Turner's band. The band became the Ike and Tina Turner Review in 1960. With the Ike and Tina Turner Review, she released 22 studio albums, 8 live albums, 2 soundtrack albums, 31 compilation albums, and 70 singles. As a solo artist, Turner released 9 studio albums, 2 live albums, 6 compilation albums, and 72 singles. She has sold more than 100 million records worldwide and has won 12 Grammy Awards, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and Kennedy Center Honors. She is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Ike and Tina Turner Review and as a solo artist, and is also a member of the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Turner appeared in 18 films and was the author of 5 books. She died in May 2023 at her home in Küssnacht, Switzerland, at 83.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.